Hello learners, welcome at NIOS. Today, in this session, we will be talking about team building. Teams are integrated part of our lives. When we were kids, we used to play in teams. We used to divide ourselves in multiple teams and play with each other. When we went to school, in schools also we were divided into teams to complete various tasks. And similarly, when we start our career, when we join companies or different sectors, there also we build teams to achieve our objectives. So teams are something which we cannot separate from our lives. It is impossible to work in isolation. And 2 plus 2 become 5, it holds true with teams. Because when people work together, they bring a synergy. And their work is not just a sum total of their efforts. It is more than that. So, we work with our fellow members. We all work to achieve a common goal. And we help together. We take responsibility of each other when working in teams. Now, let's talk of what is the importance of team and why it is necessary to work with a team. Team plays a very important role in any organization and even our personal lives also. Teams are created with individuals of common taste or common preferences or likings or same attitude, or in the workplace, those people are joined in team who have a common goal. There are a number of benefits of working in teams. Every employee is dependent on his fellow employee complete the work, because ultimately achievement of the goal, completion of the objective and achieving the target, it depends on mutual efforts. So teamwork is very essential for better productivity and better bonding among employees. So key benefits of teamwork are, first of all, it increases the efficiency. Because when people are working for a common goal or for a common set of objectives, the whole process becomes even more efficient. For example, if certain problem is faced by a single individual, then he will be the only mind to brainstorm solutions. Whereas, if all the people in the team is working for solving that problem, a multiple propensity, togetherness and a lot of brains will be finding solution to that particular problem. So teamwork in the workplace will allow better management, multiple perspectives, and it will encourage additional boost and motivation in the organization. Teams are also very good to generate new ideas and creating optimal solutions. Because when you share ideas with each other, the scope for creativity, the scope of working together on the projects become viable. In team environment, staff members feel more confident about the idea. Why? Because there are a lot of people who are there to support their idea and who are there to rectify if there are any lacunas or problems in the idea. And with the teamwork, you find a lot of people to share your workload. Teamwork allows for helping another team member when you have finished your workload. If you have finished your task, you can ask if you can help another members. So this will also help to complete the task on time and keep all deadlines. And one more thing, when people start helping each other and taking responsibility of each other's work, it also helps to develop task orientation. Through that task orientation, work will never suffer. Work will never take a backseat. Because if you are absent, your colleague, your team members will be there to finish that task. Working in teams promotes healthy competition in the organization. Because if every individual is fighting and is trying to achieve their own personal goals, individual goals, they might fall into a negative competition. But when people are working together, they are trying to achieve common objectives, they maintain a healthy competition with each other. It also helps to create good relationship in the organization. When people work together with each other, when people help each other, they develop better bonds. And ultimately, achievement of mutual objectives, achievement of common goals leads to mutual gain. Because when organizational objectives will be achieved, every team member will be feeling that they have achieved their goal. In organizations, there are various types of team that you will be part of. So let's talk of the various types. First of the teams is permanent teams. These teams are framed for permanent basis and they do not dissolve on the completion of task. For example, HR department has made a team, let's say for recruitment. So that team will be handling recruitment procedure always. So those team members will be working in the team till they are part of the organization. And permanent teams keep working for that particular objective which they have formed for. The second kind of teams are temporary teams. Temporary teams are for a particular purpose, a particular task, and when the task is accomplished, those teams are deformed. These kind of teams are made for short-term projects or time-bound projects or such projects where deadlines for the time is very packed. The next kind of teams are committees. Committees are generally formed to work on a particular assignment. It can either be working permanently or on a temporary basis. For example, committees can be formed to raise funds for a common goal, or committees can be formed to perform a certain sort of investigation, or maybe to publish a book, or maybe to organize an event or a project. The next kind of teams, which is very common in nature, is organizational teams. We also call it workforce. Such groups are formed in organization where team members work together under expert guidance. You will see that a leader or a supervisor is generally appointed among the members itself, and the supervisor is guiding team to achieve a common goal. And the final is cross-functional teams. Cross-functional teams have people of different caliber. Cross-functional teams are made for those objectives which require people from different fields, different specializations, and different caliber. So, for example, if an organization wants to check quality continuously, so organization may require a person from HR group, a person from marketing group, a person from finance department, a person from production department, a person from supply chain. So all these people can be put together in a team to maintain quality overall in the organization. Nowadays, you will see that in different branches, people are working as teams from distance. And they are in connection, they are in communication with each other through technology intervention. They are meeting through Skype, through video conferencing, they are connected through chatting over internet. So such teams are also known as virtual teams. Now, the most important and influential part of any team is the leader. So now we will talk about the role a leader plays in the team. A leader is an individual who is responsible for clarifying directions, making strategy, and providing guidance to the team members. And leader is the one who keeps team members motivated in all the situations. So there are four most important roles which leader should play. The first role is role of a communicator. Effective leaders have to use all levels of communication to reach to their teams. They should identify that which mode is good to communicate with their team, whether they should follow verbal communication or the written or the online mode to communicate. And a successful leader will develop the art of selecting personal communication style that is open, honest, fair, and appropriate to all sorts of situations and all sorts of audiences. Next role is of a thinker and a decision maker. Strategic thinking is required to be an effective leader, and you must understand that how different functions of the organization work together. So try to learn the strengths, weaknesses of the teams and the opportunities and threats which teams are facing. Leaders should be in position to take appropriate decision whatever the situation is. In taking important decision prior to implementation, as a leader, you must consider the impact of such choices on the team and on all the team members in general. The next role is role of a team builder. A leader provides appropriate support and timely feedback that will support employee initiative. A leader will motivate the team members, and when team members feel low, the leader will give them energy. Ultimately, the leader has to play a role of image builder. Consistent demonstration of fairness, integrity, professionalism builds a positive image of the team leader. So, as a leader, you should adopt ethical approach to business, personal dealings, set the stage for trust, credibility, and influence among the people as well as team members. Now we will talk of the methods through which assessment of the team can be done. SWOT analysis is the most important tool to assess team effectiveness. Although SWOT analysis can be performed for individual effectiveness or for a company as a whole, there are four important elements of SWOT analysis. Those elements are strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. So, identifying these four elements, strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threat, helps a team to work more effectively and stay more communicative. Strength and weaknesses, they are internal to the team, which totally depends on the team members and their integrity with each other. Opportunity and threats, they are under effect of the environment and surroundings. So, strength will include that what benefit do you have which others do not. This includes skills, educations, and networks. What is the thing which you do better than anyone else? What are the personal resources which you have access to? What do others see in you as a strength? What are the achievements that your team is the most proud of? What are the values that you believe you will be able to show which others cannot? These are the examples of strengths of a team. Weaknesses can be identified as lack of the skill or lack of the attitude. If any team member is lacking in confidence, then it will be a weakness. What other people think that weaknesses of team are can be identified. Are the team members happy with their education and skill training? Are they happy to work with each other? Is there any negative working habits which team members are having? And what kind of personality traits the team members have? So these all can be proved or identified as a weakness. When strength and weaknesses of the teams are identified, it becomes easy to plan the strategy, to plan the course of action. Other two elements, opportunities and threats. So what kind of new technology or the existing technologies in the organization which can help the team? What are the sort of advantages in the market or in the company which can be used as a benefit? Does the team has a network of strategic contacts or network which can offer good advice? Or can you create an opportunity by solutions to the problems? These all can surface as an opportunity for the team. Now we'll talk of threats. So any sort of hindrances which team is facing, it can be from personal life, it can be from professional life within the organization or outside the organization. Is there any co-worker or friends or siblings which are competing you for the same project or roles? Is there any job change any team member is looking for? Can a technology change can threaten the roles or positions which present members are taking? Or there are other weaknesses which can lead to threat? After conducting this SWOT profile of the team, team building exercise can be performed so that the weaknesses can be overcome and the strengths can be improved. Opportunities and threats. So, strengths are the one which help to face the threats, and strengths are the one which will help to harness those opportunities which are existing in the surroundings. Weaknesses are the improvement areas on which team members should work. Above all, leader can take advantage by doing this SWOT analysis for the team. So, today we talked of types of team, importance of team in the professional life, and how SWOT analysis can help the team leader to improve team performance. Thanks a lot.